No one had emailed for links. I'm assuming someone's planning on coming in person. They didn't hear otherwise. Okay. So we discussed the future in previous, the parameters of Dam Maka and how that relates to the ability to be Tola Dam on the existence of a Maka, Maka Yidush Metzia Dam. The corollary to that is the sugya of Psichas HaKever or Ein Psichas HaKever below Dam. That is it the case that any opening of the uterus creates a at least kashash or presumption that there was dam, even if the dam wasn't discerned. So that's the machlokas tanoim that the Gemara has on daf kaf aleph amud aleph, the opening mishnah hamapelas katsicha im yeshim adam tmeya v'imlaf tahora v'vihuda amr ben kach tmeya. So if there is a expulsion of a chasicha, are we concerned or do we render the woman tmeya even absent any known dam? And the Gemara says that's the machlokas as to whether yesh or ein, is it efshar lepsichas hakever below dam, can you have a opening of the uterus that doesn't result in dam being expelled from the rechem? Rambam, Perek Hei Halacha Yud Gimel, paskins that there is the possibility of psichas hakever below dam, and therefore a pelas chasicha, or if you have a known opening of the uterus, absent any knowledge of dam, you don't have to be choshesh for dam. And the Ravid is masik. The Ravid argues. Magamisha points out, stima sa gemar and daf yud amad aleph and krisas sounds like the shita sa Rambam, that asher l'psichas hakever below dam, that psichas hakever does not necessarily mean that there was dam that you have to be choshesh for. The Rov Rishonim, the Rush, the Tor, and that's the Pasim Shulchan Aruch, the Ramban, the Rush, but the Ravid, the Ramban, the Rush, but in addition to the Ravid, Rov Rishonim assume that Eim Psichas HaKever below dam, and therefore, if there's any known Psichas HaRachem, you have to treat the woman as Tumeya for that reason. There's a Chuvah in the Divrei Malkiel, the Lamzer Rav, Chelek Beis Simen Nun Vav, Chelek Beis Simen Nun Vav, and he points out in Os Yudalid the following Machlokas, Ravid and Balamor, which he says has a significant application, Lahalacha, in the Sugya. The Ravid writes, this is in Bale and Efesh, Shar Tikun Havestos, Simen Aleph, Shar Tikun Avesta, Simen Aleph, and in the Rabbi Buchwald edition, it's Os Kaf Aleph and Simen Aleph. I apologize for not putting this on the Marmar Kamas. I only really was sensitized to it earlier today or last night. The Ravid has in the Hemshech of our sugi here in Daf Kaf Aleph, onto Amud Beis, the Gemara has a case where a woman is mapil, and she doesn't know whether that which she's mapil was a vlad or not. Ipila eni udas maipila, harezu safik leida safik ziva. So she's expelling something, but we don't know whether that's a product of a aborted leida or not. So suffix, whether that's laid or ziva, mivia korban ve'eino nechal. Rabbi Yeshua amar mivia korban v'nechal. That's machlokas tanoim. What is the status of that korban that she brings? It says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, this is the second long line on Amud Beis, Kafaf Amud Beis. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mevia Karban V'Nechal Lefishe Yavshel Lepsikas HaKever Below Dam. Rabbi Yeshua says it's a full bona fide Karban without any Safek, And therefore, there's no chashash of chul and bazara. And you treat it as a normal korban because the afshal of zikas the kavul adam. Because we assume, even if we didn't see any dam, it doesn't make a difference whether it was a leda, whether it was a ziva. There definitely was dam. She definitely considered as a zava, and therefore she brings a full fledged korban. Says the Raven, the hacha delo kachazinan lidama. She didn't see any dam. Velo yadinan idam tamehava idam tarhava. So all we know is that there's a psichas arechem. She didn't see any dam. We don't know, to the extent that we assume there was dam, what kind of dam was it. V'amaynacha lechosh dim adam tarhu. So, okay, we say, there's definitely dam that came out. But how do you know what kind of dam it was? Maybe it was dam tameh, maybe it was dam tar. If it's dam tar, that doesn't make her zava, and she's not supposed to be bringing a korban. Alma, came into rov dam in shebem mekor tameim heim, kevadei mishavin alehu. Mishavachim mizviya korban v'nacham. So it must be the fact that even though we don't know for sure whether it's dam tahor or dam tameh, when we say aim sichas akabel odam, it means that that's halach and rov. That rov damim shebe makor tameim, and rov is enough to be mechayev korban b'toras vada. So even though objectively we don't have any firm evidence that the dam that's presumed to have come out is dam tameh, so there must have been dam if we didn't see it. We don't know if it's dam tamei or dam tahor, but rov dam that comes out is dam tamei, and that's enough to be mechayev a korban. The mimanoshach iyoledesi ozav gedolahi, both are chayavas a korban. So the Ravid understands that iyashal sichas kaver dam means iyashal sichas kaver below some dam. We don't know whether it's dam tame or dam tahor per se, but rov tells you that you assume that it's dam tame, and that's relevant even to be mechayev a korban and to obviate any potential concern of chul and bazar. The rov is masig. Vani omer she'em es hashem raya. Sorry? What did I say? Oh, sorry, thank you. Balmor is masik. Hasogasa ha rubzachi alevi os yud. Vani omer she'em bezeh shum raya. D'chi amrina ni'efsher l'psichas l'kev below dam tame karmina. Yashar l'psichas l'kev l'odam doesn't mean like the Ravid says that there's definitely dam that comes out. We don't know if it's dam tahor or dam tame. No. Yashar l'psichas l'kev l'odam means that it's definitely dam tame coming out. The came in the efshar ain anu srichin liras adam. So once you know al karchach that there was dam tame that came out, even if you don't see it, then you treat it as dam tame, and that's what is navi liday korba. Okay, so that's machlokas Ravid Balamor. Iyashom sichas kever l'adam doesn't mean below any dam, but it could be dam tahor, and you just are choshesh vidin rov, that is dam tameh, with potential nafkamina that rov is so strong to be mechayev korban. And the Balmar says no, that yashom sichas kever l'adam means below dam tameh. That dam tahor doesn't come into the equation. If there's a sichas kever, then al karchach, the dam that comes out, even if we don't see it, is going to be dam tameh. So the reason the Divrei Malkiel quotes this in his tshuva, the topic of the tshuva is a certain medical procedure and whether that makes a woman tameya because of a concern that there was a psichas akever. So the Divrei Malkiel says, if you assume like the Ravid, so then if the whole reason that we're choshesh yesh of psichas akever l'odam is bidin rov, but you don't know bivados that there is dam tameh, so that's enough to be mitzarev to svek sveka if you have another tzad lukula. He quotes Rishonim, Tosis, and Grisus Daftas, that we say Svex Veka even the Makom Rov. So if you work with that assumption that you can invoke a Svex Veka even the Makom Rov, then if you have another suffix to be Mitzaref to the mix, then there are grounds Lakula, even in a situation where you know for sure that there was a Psichas HaKever, but you didn't see any Da. So Zibra Malkiel thinks that this Machlokas Raman Raivit is potentially important Lahalacha, in at least potentially creating the ability to be Tola on a Svek Svek. But again, Lahalacha, in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in E Asha Lepsichas HaKever Lo Dam. In two contexts, Simon Kuf Sadi Dal with Sif Beis. Simon Kuf Sadi Dal with Sif Beis. Makaba writes, I'm a palace besoch arbaim eno choshashis l'vlad. I'm a choshashis mishum nida filu l'rasa. If a woman has a miscarriage within 40 days of Yitzhiris Avad, so she doesn't have a din of a yoledes, but she does have a din of a nida, afilu lo rasa, even if she didn't see any dam. Says the Rama, nay, she asher l'psichas hakever lo dam. Nafkamina demiyad l'acher shesafra zayinaki imuteres v'eino choshashin suvlachit. So she doesn't have a din of yoledes, she only has a din of a regular nida. It's a regular nida, you go through the regular tara process, and then you're home free. So that's because Yeshua Lepsichas HaKever below Dam, and it comes up as well in Simon Kuf Peches, Se'if Gimel. In the context of Shvaferes, which we'll talk about a little bit later or next time. Okay. Piskei Shuva in Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalid, Sifkat and Ches quotes a tshuva of the Nachlas Shiva. Nachlas Shiva is most famous as the authoritative work on shtaros and related issues, the original Kitzer book for how to be Messiah Kedushin and things like that. The Nachlas Shiva, I believe, was a contemporary of the Taz, the generation after the Taz. But in the Nachlas Shiva, there are a number of tshuvas as well, related to other topics beyond what the Nachlas Shiva is most famous for. So he quotes the tshuva of Nachlas Shiva, Simin Tes, V'isha Sheyashva Ala Mashber, a woman was in labor, was sitting on the birthing stool, Upasku HaChavala in Vitzirin, and the contraction stopped. And she went home, false alarm. Ditzricha shivanikia. She still is considered to be Tmeya. She has to count shivanikia. Mishum damrinan b'shabis me'emesai mechal v'nala shabis. Mishas psichas hakever. Sani me'emesai psichas hakever. Mishas shiyashva al mashber. Yashel Psichas HaKever below Dam. So the Gemara in Shabbos, which we pass in Lalacha Simon Shin Lamed in Or HaChaim, Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Kates Amud Aleph says that you can be Mechalel Shabbos for a woman who's in labor from the point of Psichas HaKever. And the Gemara has 3 days in Amoraim. What is considered Psichas HaKever? What is the trigger that allows Chol Shabbos on behalf of a Yoledes? The Baye says, Misha Sheteshava Mashber, when she sits on the birthing stool, which Poskim assume is somewhat synonymous with experiencing significant contractions. Then the second opinion is, Misha Shadam Shoses V'Oreid, when the blood begins to come out. And the third opinion is Bishasha Kavrasaha Nosels Osa Bagapeha. When she's unable to walk on her own, she has to be transported, she has to be carried. So 3 days in Amoraim, what's considered the trigger at which it can be Mechal Shabbos for a Yoledes, which the Gemara says is Mishas Tzitzis HaKever, either from the time that she's Yoshabbos Al Mashber, the time that she's sitting on the birthing stool, or the time that the dam comes out, or the time that she can't walk on her own. And Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Lam, and Sif Gimel, we pass in all three of these lahalach. So says in Achla Shiva, I'll just read a little, read from the original Shiva. The Pesach Shiva just gives you a very brief citation. So the Shiva is Achla Shiva, Simon Tess. And he writes, with Esther Shaila, a woman was already at the end of her pregnancy, and she started experiencing contractions, and they called the woman to come to help her out, because they all assumed she was about to go into, to have a baby. She was in labor. And they started helping her out, and then after a few hours, there was nothing doing, and the contraction stopped. He uses the eloquent phrase, "V'chavalim lo naflu labin imim." The contractions didn't end with the pleasantness of childbirth that she was expecting. And she's still as pregnant as she was yesterday. But what is the din? And she only had a baby 4 weeks later. That's how he presents the shayla. So Nachman Shiva says, the machlokas between the woman in Poland and the woman in Germany. Nachman Shiva was in Poland. He was in the land of the Taz. So he says, the woman from Poland testify, Shahanohoku b'chomedinas Poland, the practice in all of Poland, Shetekev shekorin lachachama, v'hi bodekas es ha'isha, migiyas mana laledes in love. Once they call the midwife, once they call the wise woman who checks whether she's holding by giving birth, we treat her as Tamea. She has to count Shiva Nukiyam, even if she goes back home. And everyone else, the woman from Ashkenaz, said they never heard such a thing. Even though the Mialedis checked, she's still Tahora. So to that, Nachman Shiva says that the women from Poland are correct, because that's the Gemara in Shabbos, that Mishiteshav al Mashber is a sign of Psichas HaKever, and Ein Psichas HaKever B'Levat. So even though there's no Dam, even though she didn't end up having a baby, it doesn't make a difference what the context was, but Lamaisa, the fact that she was having contractions must mean that there was a Psichas HaKever, there was some dilation, some opening. And the actual Psichas HaKever of Dam, so the woman is to be treated as Tamea, requires a Tara process before she can be Teres Labayim. So says the Nachla Shiva, quoting the holy woman of Poland. Chavis Das, if Katan Aleph takes issue with this, he points out the last if here in Simon Kuf Sadi Dalid, Yotze Dofen. A woman has a C-section. Im lo yatsadam ela derech dofen ima tahora mileda mineda miziva. The woman has a C-section. If the only dam that comes out is from the cut, but there's no dam coming out of the cervical area, the vaginal area that originally came in minamakor, so then she's tahora. There's no tumas leda, there's no tumas nida. There's no Tomas Ziva. First Mishnah in the fifth parak. Yotzei Dofen, Ein Yosh Ben Alav Yimei Tuma, Yimei Tara, Ein Chayav Ben Alav Korba. Okay, so says the Chavis Das, what are we talking about here? We're talking about only a scheduled C-section, where there's no lead up, there's no contractions, there was nothing. You just made an appointment a week in advance to have a C-section. That happens nowadays, but that's not what happened in the time of the Mishnah. So Yosei Dofen means that that there's a labor, there's a process, there's an emergency, and they have to do a C-section to take out the blood. So obviously there was some tchila saleda, there were contractions, there was something that's for this. And yet, if they don't see Dam, I mean, if they don't see Dam through the normal process, then there's no Tumma. It says the Chavis Das. It can't be that any time that Tzichus HaKever, even, it can't be that the presumed Tzichus HaKever that is caused by having contractions makes a woman's meya, because then the din of the Mishnah doesn't make sense. And how could a Yose Dofen be Tahora? So says the Chavis Das of Katan Aleph against the Nachla Shiva and the holy Polish woman. Tshuvas Tshuva Me'ava, Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Yedalid, Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Yedalid, Talmud of the Noda Behuda. He writes, that psak was given in this kind of a case. A woman had false had contractions. There's no leida. It was a false alarm. Then she's tahora. And some people came were mefakbek that they had just printed the bar hetiv. And the bar hetiv quotes, we just saw in the Pesach Shavuos, in the bar hetiv. Bar hetiv quotes is nachla shiva, that she should be tahora, and that's a minag nashim sidkanios. The Medina's Poland. Now, it's interesting. That's a little bit of an embellishment. In the Nachla Shiva himself, he doesn't refer to these as Nashim Sikonios. He refers to them as Nashim Sheim Malchus Poland. And here, they're referring to them as the Nashim Sikonios Medina's Poland. Not that the Nachla Shiva would say that they weren't Sikonios, but that wasn't his characterization. And also, Nachla Shiva said this is the Nahuk. This is a practice. And he quotes it as it's a minhag. It's a big difference between a minhag and a nahug, and especially a nahug of nashim and a minhag of nashim sekunias. But be that as it may, so the Tshuva Me'ava says that he was attacked, that people read the Berhetiv, and the Nachla Shiva quotes that the nashim sekunias medinas polin are machmir. It says the Tshuva Me'ava, nivhalti v'achazasi tzirim kayoleda, that I was shocked and I started having contractions like a birthing woman. That if I'm wrong, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mechaper. Ki ein al shema rav umora mishpat v'chov al pi haTorah leida kol likutim v'likutei basul likutei mehochei nimushos. That you can't hold me responsible for knowing every bar hetiv in the bottom of Shulchan Aruch. You can't be responsible a rav and a mora mishpat. Doesn't have to know every kitzur sefer. Dai lanu v'lebneinu in neida ad shulchan aruch v'achronim and the pasim es shulchan aruch. That if we know what it says in shulchan aruch and the nosei kelim, then we're doing pretty well. In his shulchan aruch, they probably hadn't printed the bar hetiv in the pesach tshuva yet. So he says whatever's on the page, we should know. But don't bother me with the bar hetiv. So he was not enamored by the psak of the Nachla Shiva either. He says, don't confuse me with the Gemara and Shabbos. There, the context is Pikuach Nefesh. So yeah, when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, then you have to be machmir for every possible shita that a woman is a yoledes in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. So the Gemara is 3 days. What's considered to be Tzichus HaKever l'inyan Chil Shabbos. So yeah, Safek Chil Shabbos, you have to be makif every day. And that's why all days are included in Shulchan Aruch for Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. It doesn't mean that whatever the Gemara says as far as the definition of Tzichas HaKever for Chil Shabbos is the same as the definition of Tzichas HaKever Bein Tzichas HaKever L'Odam. One necessarily doesn't have to do with the other. So the fact that in Hilchos Shabbos we're Machmir doesn't mean you have to be Machmir in Hilchos Nida as well. Okay. Sidrei Tara, Sifkaten Hay, the beginning of it. Sidrei Tara, Sifkaten Hay has a different objection to the Nachla Shiva than did the Chavetz Das. Sidrei Tara says the reason that a woman is not Tumeya when she has a false start, where she has contractions that don't end up leading to childbirth where there's no dam. So the reason the woman there is not Tumeya is because Iglai Milsa, that something was wrong. Meaning, if she was having real contractions, then she would have had a baby. The fact that she didn't have a baby is an indication that they weren't real contractions, that there was some mistake, that when the Mialedes paskin that she's about to have a baby, the Mialedes is wrong, and there was some there's some faults. So the fact that she happened to have been put on the mashbear doesn't mean that that was really the Yoshevas al mashbear of the Gemara, because if she was really Yoshevas al mashbear, she'd have a baby ready. So there is a taos in the prognosis, in the initial analysis, in the intake, and then you can't talk about a minag of a, if you have a situation of a taos where Iglai Milsa, that your initial premise is wrong, they can't talk about what's the minag in that situation. There was a taos, you made a mistake. So in principle, Eim Sichas HaKavul Adam would apply if a woman is authentically Yoshevas al Mashber. But here, it's Iglai Milsa that essentially there was never Psichas HaKever. The fact that there was no late in the end indicates that our initial read of the situation was incorrect. And that wasn't really Yoshevas al Mashber, there wasn't really a Psichas HaKever. Okay? Ramosha writes, that there may be nafkamina between the Chavetz Das and the Sidrei Tara. They both disagree with the Nachla Shiva. The Chavetz Das said the reason Nachla Shiva is wrong is because not every Psichas HaKever is a Psichas HaKever of Ein Psichas HaKever L'Odam. Meaning not every Yoshevas al Mashber in the early stages is necessarily Psichas HaKever. And the Sidrei Tara says that no, in principle, every Yoshevas al Mashber is a Psichas HaKever, but this wasn't really a Yoshevas al Mashber, because we were working with the mistaken assumption. So Moshe suggests that according to the Chavetz Das, if you have a woman who had contractions and went back home because it didn't lead to childbirth, so maybe she still should do a bedika, because we're not sure was it really a Psichas HaKever. It's possible that what she had didn't rise to the level of halachic yoshevas hamashber for Psichas HaKever. We don't know. So it's possible to have that kind of a situation that is not a halachic in Psichas HaKever l'Odam, but maybe you should still require a bedika to make sure. According to the Sidrei Tara, is Iglai Milsa, there was nothing. That nothing got off the ground. It was all based on a false premise. So there was no Psichas HaKever that wasn't called Yoshevas al Mashber at all. So Ramosha thinks that Sidrei Tara in principle is more correct. He says that the most chronim adapt that approach. But he thinks that there is what to be choshish for, maybe to require a bedika, to be choshish for his analysis of Chavetz Das, that if a woman started having contractions and thought that she was going to labor and didn't, Moshe thinks that maybe a woman should do a bedika. Most poskim don't seem to require that. Moshe himself says if she didn't, she's still tolerant, but Moshe thinks maybe it's better, Alitzada Yosir Tov, to do a bedik. Rav Osner points out, and other posts can say this also, Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelek Dal, et Simen Kufav. Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelek Dal, et Simen Kufav. He points out that it's normal, especially for a woman who already had a baby before, that towards the end of her pregnancy, there will be some dilation that happens even before the beginning, the onset of any contractions. That it's normal that in the ninth or even the eighth month, the woman may begin to be dilated, and there could be a little bit of an opening. So is that a psichas hakever? He says, even according to the Nachla Shiva is only machmir if there are actually contractions. But if there are no contractions, even if there's slight dilation, then he wouldn't say to be machmir, because that's natural for a for some initial dilation towards the end of pregnancy, and that's not considered a halachic psicha sakev. Some say up to 4 millimeters would not be of any concern. Okay. What about if a woman's water breaks? The water breaking is usually a sign of the imminent onset of childbirth, but not always. So often, usually, when the water breaks, it's accompanied by dam, but also not always. So what happens if the water could break a few days before you start, before any meaningful contractions? So Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted, there are a few brief tshuvas of Rav Shlomo Zalman too, in the Sefer Mari Kohen. Mari Kohen is Rabbi Reuben from Har Nof. He has a relatively thin sefer on Hilchos Nida with a few tshuvas in the back from different gedolim of the last generation. The 2 pages of tshuvas from Shlomo Zalman. The Shlomo Zalman there has a line in response to one of the shaylos that if a woman's water breaks and there's no dam, then she's not tamei. Rav Osner writes that that's true mikra din, but he thinks that you should be machmir, because it's usually a sign that the childbirth is imminent. Again, Shlomo Zalman is mako. Rabbi Willig thinks that lemaisa you can be mako even if the water breaks, if there's no dam. That's also Rabbi the Chuvas Ber Moshe, the Deborah Tziner, has the tshuva Chelak Gimel Simen Kufnun Beis, 1965. The tshuva, the beginning of the tshuva, he says 1972, and the end of the tshuva looks like it's signed 1965. I'm not sure what's off over there, but at some point, he writes that he was sitting at home minding his own business one day, and there was a telephone call. And on the other line was someone from a faraway city, Ir Rachok Harbe Mi Brooklyn, maybe it was Dinek, somewhere west of the Hudson. So a city far, far away from Brooklyn, who was Shoel Bira'ada, asking with trepidation that his wife was in her seventh month of pregnancy, and suddenly her water broke, which was a unwelcome and unexpected event. So they called the doctor. Doctor says she's not about to have a baby, but it's dangerous. She has to be in bed rest. So the bed rest could be another 3 months. So does he have to, there's no way she's going to the mikveh. She's a bedress. There's no way she's going to the mikveh again before she has a baby. So is she asura for potentially a very long haul? So Deborah Tzina writes, he didn't want to accept the achrayas to paskin such a shiloh. He never saw it discussed. So he asked the shoel, could you please ask another rabbi? I don't want to take the achrayas. The shoel insisted, and he cried, that no, please, rabbi, answer me. So the Rebbe Tzina writes that he davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he shouldn't be nichshel b'dvar Hashem, and he cried on the phone together with the shoel that he had such a such an achrayas to paskin such a shayla. And next, he called the doctor, a rofe mumcha gadol, who answered him the sefer panim yafos that the fact that the water broke has no connection to dam, no connection to contractions. And it happens sometimes that it happens well in advance of labor. So on that basis, he was prepared to be mako. And then he writes that another mistake people make is that they think as soon as a woman starts having contractions and then they stop, that she's Tamea because of the righteous woman in Poland. And many argue. He quotes, the Chazon Sofer also argued, Deborah Tzina was Hungarian. So maybe the righteous woman in Poland did that, but not the righteous woman in Hungary. But what the Deborah Tzina discovered on the fly with this Maisa Shahaya seems to be the position of many poskim in practice, that water breaking without dam does not render a woman to Tamei. And even Rav Osner writes that even though Beikar Din that's true, he should be choshesh because the childbirth is imminent, presumably would agree in the Deborah Tzina's case, where it's in the seventh month, and if all goes well, there's no labor anytime soon, that the woman would be Tahora. Okay. What about if a woman's experiencing contractions below Rias Dam, and she is about to have a baby? In Nachal Shiva's case, it was a false start, false alarm. But what happens if a woman's experiencing contractions for real? They're just getting heavier, but she doesn't see any Dam yet. So again, that's presumably what Yosheves HaMashper is. Yosheves HaMashper is where she's sitting on the birthing stool because she's beginning to have more serious contractions. So Shlomo Zalman writes in that same exchange in the back of the Mari Kohen, that if you have strong contractions without Rias Dam, the woman is Tamea, because we assume, figure out what strong means. The mild, not strong, yes, because we assume that woman is now Yosheves HaMashper, and there's a real psicha sakever. So says Rav Osner. Rabbi Willig is willing to be makel in theory until a woman sees dam, but lemaisa, just about any time that a woman is already having serious contractions, there is going to be dam. So that's kind of an academic question. Okay. Piska Tshuva, Sifkatan Dalid, Kupsari Dalid, Sifkatan Dalid, has the following, quotes the following important Tshuva from the Nod Bihuda. Ayi Nod Bihuda Tinyana Yerideya, so Simon Kuf Kaf. The Masha Amr Yeshu the Sikha the Kabbal Adam, Ein Chilot Bein Gram of Sikha Mi Bifneim, Bein Mi Bechutz. Doesn't make a difference whether the cause, the impetus for the Psicha Tekever is a natural process where the rachum naturally opens to expel blood that's being shed from the endometrial lining, or whether the impetus is external. Kagon, sharofe hifnis etpo, the doctor sticks in a finger, ethically or some implement, upasach biyamakor. So even if it's a external impetus that opens the makor, opens the rechem, some medical intervention, that still triggers efshar lepsichas hakever below da. Chochmas Adam questions how he knows this. Where do they know who to get this from? Says anyway, even if he's correct, the suggestion that a doctor could stick his finger into the rechem is low dak, because practically that can't happen. The Chasam Sofer says that as well. Yerodeya kofayites, that you can't. It's highly unlikely that a finger can make its way into the makor. But fundamentally, the Chasam Sofer doesn't necessarily disagree with the entire theory of the Nos Biyuda. In practice, the Espa can't get it. But the Chasam Sofer doesn't necessarily disagree with the principle that you could have a external sichas hakever that could be goreim or would cause a chashash of yeshu sichas hakever l'adam. Rav Moshe points this out, chelak aleph sin pei gimel, chelak aleph pei gimel, that even though the Chasam Sofer takes issue with the Nod Yehuda, it's not an absolute machlokas. And I saw the Divrei Malkiel we quoted earlier makes that observation as well. Chazon Ish, Simen Pei Gimel Os Aleph. Chazon Ish, Simen Pei Gimel Os Aleph. This raises the following objections to the Nod Behuda, that as it is, Yav Machlokas Tanayim, whether Yashel Mesichas Akav Loda. We said Rov Yishonim Assume, as we do Alacha, that Yashel Mesichas Akav Loda, Rov Yishonim Assume, that we're Choshesh for Dam. That Divrei Malkiel points out that there are other Rishonim that sound like the Rambam. The Rambam is not a Shitas Yachid, it's the Shiltos. And he tries to demonstrate there are other Rishonim who take that position as well. But at the end of the day, it's still a minority position of Rishonim. So given that, as it is, it's a Machlokas Tanam and Machlokas Rishonim. And the Nod Behuda doesn't present a Rayim Lukrachas to his chiddush, so the Chazon Ish thinks that you should be memay b'machlokes to the extent that you can. That as it is, given that it's a machlokes to begin with, so mehekatesi to be machmir for the Nod Behuda. However, most poskim assume that we are choshish for the Nod Behuda, that a medical intervention would make a woman tamei as well. I did see this Sefer Shevet HaKohen, Bedikos Refuyos V'Dimum Lo Sadir, written by a Rabbi Gabriel Shorva. Maybe it's Tavshin Ayin Zayin. I picked it up in his farm tonight, so a few years ago. So just flipping through it, he quotes that Rav Scheinberg was Makel on the Shaila, that you don't have to be Choshesh for a psychic hakever due to a medical procedure. But that's a minority position among poskim. Rav Moshe's machmir, the Rav Ozner's machmir, El Yashiv, the Rav consensus of poskim is that we are choshesh for the Nod Behuda. Aruch HaShulchan says it very stridently in Sif Kuf Peches Sif Nun Aleph, Kuf Peches Nun Aleph. That he says, Chalila lo markein, Chalila to say against the Nod Behuda. Ba'adarab, Yoser mistaber, da'idei psichas chutz, Yoser garim sheyarid adami biftim, If you're going to intervene, you're going to insert something into that area, so that's more likely to result in dam than a natural process of expelling a chasicha, which doesn't cause the endometrial lining to shed naturally. So the Noda Bihuta maybe is more right, because maybe there's more reason to be choshesh if there's an external force that's being inserted. Ravadi also is more note to Lahakel. He thinks there's a sveksveka, it's a suffix whether, essentially, along the lines of what the Chazanich is arguing, suffix whether we paskin like the Rambam anyway, and even if we don't, Shulchan Aruch, we don't, but maybe the Noda Bihuta is wrong. Okay, Lamaisa, the fact that there are chalukim in the Noda Bihuta does create a tzira factor, whether or not it's Tadim Lahakel, but as a starting assumption, the consensus position of Boskim is that even if there is a foreign object being inserted, then that would create a chashash of Yesho Sikha Sakever below Da. Okay, now, is there a shear for that Sikha Sakever that concerns us? How big does that Sikha Sakever have to be? Is there a shear that that triggers the Yesho Sikha Sakever below Da? The Me'iri and Kafal Chomet Aleph. Me'iri Kafal Chomet Aleph, paragraph beginning Amar HaMe'iri, quotes a Sheiltos in Parshas Tazria. Sheiltos Tazria Pei Hei writes that when we say Yeshel Tzichas HaKabal Adam LaHalacha, that's only after day 40. But if a woman has a miscarriage within 40 days, so whatever comes out is Maya Ba'alma. And then La Halacha, we say Efshar L'tzicha Sekever below that. So this is against the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch, right? We just saw the whole Nidon in Simcha Sadi Dalid that we started with was this case of Mapelis Tal Charbayim, the Gemara in Kaf Aleph. And there we say that Efshar L'tzicha Sekever below that. So the Sheiltos is Delo Kahalacha, but there is such a position that Yeshua Zikas Kabbal Adam doesn't apply within 40 days. And Tosus increases Yud Amin Aleph. Tosus Krisus Yud Amin Aleph Yibra Maskel Kamash Malan does quote this Sheiltos. So Rabbi Morgenstern points out Piskei Das page Tzadi Tes, that again with the caveat that the Sheiltos is not Lahalacha, so the suggestion isn't going to be Lahalacha either. But if you take that that position of the Sheiltos, that within 40 days there's no concern of Tzichas HaKever, because that's not that's what he calls a Maya Ba'alma. So he says that the width of the head of a fetus within 40 days would grow to a maximum of 9 to 13 millimeters. And the width of the head of a fetus within 40 days would be between 9 and 13 millimeters. So if you were to take that position, that Yeshua Sikha Kabbal Adam only starts after 40 days, so that might tell you that if there's an opening up to, let's say, 9 millimeters, that isn't considered a Sikha Kabbal. Because if it was, then even Toch Arbayim, you should be choshesh for Tzichas HaKever. So again, that's based on this, the Sheiltos, which is not Lalacha, but that may be within that Shita, that may be a cheshbon for how you would figure out a shear of Tzichas HaKever. What about lahalacha? Given that we don't assume like that shilta, so we assume that iyash of sif lekabel adam is relevant even toch arba'im yom. So in that tshuva divrei Malkiel that we quoted before, chelik beis simen nun vav, in os gimel, he writes as follows. So we're going to talk next time about Dan Bishvafaris, which is the Hemshech of that Gemara and Kaf Aleph. So without getting into any details now, but the principle is that at least Rav Yirmiyah raises a shaila that maybe Dan Bishvafaris is going to be Tahar. So the case is that you insert a Shvafaris, and it sounds like the Shvafaris is being inserted out of Makor, and then Dan comes through the Shvafaris and doesn't touch anything else internally. So the Shvaferes is going in, and if we're going to be Matahir Dama Shvaferes, it means that we're not concerned about Psichus HaKever, even though there was an insertion of a Shvaferes. So how thick is this Shvaferes? The sensitivity of Malki, it's unreasonable to assume that the Shvaferis we're talking about in the Gemara is a dak shebedak, the thinnest Shvaferis possible. Presumably talking about a normal Shvaferis. What a normal Shvaferis is, he doesn't know, but it's got to be of some width of significance. It's enough to have dam flow through it. So you see from there has to be, without opining as to what the shear is, but there has to be a minimal shear below which we're not concerned about the yeshu of psichus hakever below that. The Gaon in the end of Siman Kuf Pei Ches. As a likut. Gaon writes, Eino mefura shir ha-chasichel psichas ha-kever, aval is mitzai in a Mishnah Olos Perek Zayin. Mishnah Olos Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet tells us the following. Aisha shi mekashe le, a woman is in labor, the hotziua mi bias lebias, and she was transported from house A to house B. Harishon tame bisafek, the hasheni bivada. So the woman is mekasha leili, she's going to have an eifa. So wherever the Nafel lands, or wherever the Nafel is going to be expelled, is going to be Tamid. And we don't know where, at what point the Nafel left the body in a way that would be Tamid the house. So she goes from house A to house B in the middle of the miscarriage process, as she's miscarried. So Harishon Tamei B'Safek, the first house is considered Tamei B'Safek, V'Hasheni B'Vada. Okay. Arav Yehuda, Emesai, Bizman Shehi Nitalas B'Gapai. We're talking about where, at the time that she leaves the first house, she can't walk on her own. So she's already in the throes of labor. Aval im haistam alecha as harishon tar. But if she's still walking on her own 2 feet when she leaves the first house, so then we're not choshesh that there is anything that came out of the first house. Shemi sheniftach hakever ein penai lahalech. Because from the point of psichos hakever, she can't walk anymore. So if she walked, that meant there wasn't a psichos hakever yet. And when you're having a miscarriage, Sichas HaKever doesn't happen until the head emerges in the size of a pika. A pika is a coil of wool or a spindle knob, which means a little thing on top of an instrument used for weaving. It's a little head on that, I don't know what the, is a better word for it or what the right word is, spindle. The head of the spindle. So that's a Rosh, that's Rosh Kipika. So the Gaon in the Mitzayinus seems to be saying that the shear for Psichas HaKever is if the kever opens in the size of a pika. Parenthetically, the Raivin and Balei Nefesh, Shara Prisha Simen Aleph Oth Tezayin, Shara Prisha Simen Aleph Oth Tezayin, in the Madur Basra, printed in the Rabbi Buchholz edition. Again, Simen Aleph Oth Tezayin. The Meiri quotes this as well on Kaf Aleph and Aleph. He has a different shot in the Mishnah in Ola, such that the Shir Rosh Tepikas have no relevance to Psichas HaKever. But the Gaon is Messiah in it and seems to be saying that that is of relevance in determining the Shir. So Ramosha, Chelet Gimel Simen Kuf in Orachayim. Arachayim Chelet Gimel Simen Kuf assumes this way, that the Shir Pika is relevant for Psichas HaKever, quotes the Mishnah Olos. And based on that, he says that if you insert an instrument, the thickness of which is less than 3/4 inch, then that does not create a problematic Psichas HaKever. And that's what he writes in Yerodea Chelek Alison Peites as well. Yerodea Chelek Alison Peites, even though he's Choshish of the Noda Behuda, that if you have an instrument inserted, that could create a potentially problematic Psichas HaKever, but it has to be essentially wider than 19 millimeters in order to pose a problem. So that's our Moshe's shear of 19 millimeters, which is on the wider side of the spectrum. Those folks are going to talk about a shear. Badi Yosholchan in Simon Kup Saridalis of Katan Lamed Aleph, Kup Saridalis of Katan Lamed Aleph, quotes from anonymous Mori Hara that you could be made up to 15 millimeters. He's also presenting that as a shear pika. Lemaisa, most medical procedures that involve inserting something do not involve instruments that are that wide. Definitely not if it's most procedures that would insert something into the rechem are not using instruments that are that wide. The bigger question is, what if something goes into the tzavah rechem? What if something goes into the cervical area? Is that also chashash of eim psichas hakever below that? So Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak Yoredeya Chelik Beis Simen Yudalid. Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak Yoredeya Chelik Beis Simen Yudalid assumes that's not the case. He describes a little bit of anatomy there, that Psichas, that Eim Psichas HaKever L'Adam is the same definition as regular Psichas HaKever, and that's the Tzavah Rechem, the cervical area, is not considered part of the Rechem L'Inyan Zeh. That's where Moshe assumes Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Gimel. Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Gimel. Rav Ozner is Machmir. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes Rabbi Yashiv is being Machmir as well. That an instrument inserted into the cervical area may also be considered Psichas HaKever. But there, in the Sefer Pua, they point out that at least if you're going to be machmir like Rav Osner, Rav Eliashiv, to be concerned about an instrument inserted into the cervical area, then at least, and then you could, you should be able to be makel for the larger shear like Rav Moshe, even if in general, you wouldn't be. If you look, I do intend to have the last few years, last few times I was doing this, I invited Rabbi Dr. Eli Rebeck, who is a reproductive endocrinologist, to present on medical procedures and various instruments. And the past is live. I still try to do it on Zoom this year. But Blee Nether, I'll reach out to him hopefully soon and see if we can set something up. So then he could talk about some of the details of actual procedures, which I'm not going to do now. But the principle is that in most situations, most standard procedures that do not involve insertion of an instrument that would be problematic if you don't actually see them. If you do see them, that's another ballpark. And the Rav Osner points out that even when it comes to a medical procedure, even if you're going to be skeptical about relying on a non-Shomer Torah Mitzvos or a non-Jewish doctor for other things, but if you're just asking what is the implement that you're using, what's the procedure, and what was done, so that kind of information, which is more readily verifiable and kind of a boilerplate, you could rely on any doctor for. And then know based on that what shaila, if anything needs to be asked. Rabbi Forst in the back of both of his volumes has an arichus about different medical procedures. If there's interest, you could look at his analysis there. Again, hopefully we'll have a presentation of some of this from a medical professional down the road. Okay. Good. We'll stop here for today. Next time, we will discuss briefly Dan B'Shvaferes.